Welcome to the Solid Man Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Curry, licensed marriage and family therapist. SolidMan.com is an ongoing conversation designed to empower men to master the art of being a man. Good day, gentlemen. So today, I'm going to be just talking about something you guys have probably heard a lot about. I know I talk about it periodically, but I just wanted to be able to explain or talk about this in more detail because I do think it's a very, very significant concept. The concept we're going to be talking about today is scarcity and abundance. Actually, it's kind of scarcity versus abundance. So this whole thing is all about a state of mind or a state of being. Now, to be able to explain this the best, I think I want to be able to use this concept I learned a few years ago. So my wife's best friend, Sherry, we do a lot of traveling with them and we do some crazy stuff here around Colorado. It's pretty fun. We've gone to Germany and London and Lake Powell, Mexico, number of places that we've gone with Dave and Sherry. One of the things that Sherry wanted to do was spend time at the new hotel at the airport out at Denver International Airport. So there's this, the hotel is right there. It's this big, huge thing that kind of sits out above the big tent type of structure out there, if you've ever been there. Anyway, we spent the night there once, and we were able to actually get a pass to go into the airport, which is really cool. It was great. At that time, a security person who gave us the pass explained to us the concept of the land side and the air side at the airport. And I think this is going to be a really helpful metaphor for you guys. So the land side is the spot where you're coming in to the airport. The air side is the side where you are now set to be able to fly. And so a lot of the people who are on the air side are people who work at, say, Starbucks or for, say, Southwest Airlines, that type of thing. They're not necessarily going to fly, but they're on the air side of the airport. And so a lot of workers are on the air side. A lot of workers are on the land side. But the thing about it is you come into the airport, you're on the land side, and the space, the one spot where you actually shift and transition from the land side to the air side is security. And even in the security thing, you have the line where you're waiting there forever, or you have the quick pass that goes scooching by everybody else. Everybody still has this one thing where you have to go through. And that's that little the little terminal thing where you sit in there and you put your hands up and you walk through the gate, that kind of metal detector or whatever. Of course, all your stuff's going through there. But it's that one spot that makes the transition. And as soon as they determine that you don't have any weapons or anything like that, then you're able to actually go. Now you're officially on the air side. You're ready to fly. You've gone through security. So the one spot where you shift from land side to air side is the security place. And so then Denver International, you go ahead and go down and you ride the train out to whatever terminal you're at, get on your flight, and you're out of here. So the concept is land side versus air side. And this is what I want you to tell you. I want you to think of scarcity and abundance. One side is scarcity. That's the land side. And this is the spot where everything is less. Scarcity is where there's never enough. I'm not enough. And you're always looking for the other shoe to drop. Well, here it comes. It's going to be taken away from me. It's the deserve equation. If you guys remember from, I think, lesson 12, 13? No, it's maybe lesson 14 has the deserve equation. And the deserve equation goes like this. For men, it's what I deserve equals what I've done right minus what I've done wrong. And so for guys, it always comes out to less than zero, because what I've done right never is more than what I've done wrong. What I've done wrong overwhelms it, and so what I deserve is less than zero, or I deserve shit. I don't deserve anything. So the scarcity equation, or the scarcity side of things, is all about the deserve equation. And the deserve equation also has to do with entitlement. Entitlement, for some reason, some people just think they deserve everything. They deserve the world. I deserve everything. And it's still the deserve equation. But it's just the whole thing of their mindset gone awry. Because they're still at this place where it's never enough, or I'm not enough, and they're trying to get this stuff as they're entitled to it to help them to feel better than they feel. I actually think that the prosperity stuff is also on the deserve side, or on the scarcity side of thing. Prosperity, because people who are pursuing prosperity actually need this stuff, because prosperity then provides, gives them what they feel like they need enough. I'm sorry, I'm not saying that right. The whole thing of, I need this stuff in order to feel like I have, or I am enough. It still comes back to, am I enough? Or do I have enough? Or is there enough? And that's a really powerful part of this whole thing, is understanding that deserve, scarcity, prosperity is all about, I don't have enough, or there's never enough, or I am not enough. I really think this scarcity equation is so powerful in our culture, because we're only a couple generations from the most significant time of scarcity, well, in the United States, that there ever was, and that was the Great Depression. Actually, I think it's not there ever was. I just think it was there was a boom in the Roaring Twenties, and then all of a sudden it dropped in the 30s. I think definitely the Civil War, Revolutionary War, there's other times that were very, very difficult, but the Great Depression is right there with us. My parents, actually, my mom was born in 33, my dad in 32, and so they're children of the Depression. So they grew up in this spot where the Depression had bread lines and unemployment, and if you remember, there was the Dust Bowl, and that's the time, like the Grapes of Wrath, you know, where the Oklahoma Okies went to California, and that's the whole story, where it was just really difficult for most people. And so my parents, probably your grandparents, all grew up in this time. And so they grew up in a time when there was never enough. And then this mindset, and this is what happens generationally, is the mindset was given to you, just like it was given to me. Man, I was raised by a child of the Depression, and especially my dad. I remember asking for something, you know, I want this, or can I have that? And he's like, he literally said this to me, you can want in one hand and shit in the other and see which one fills up first. I had no idea what he was talking about when I was a kid. Later, I got it, which meant you deserve shit, or you're not going to get shit, or that's all you're going to get. You expect the shit sandwich. You're not going to get what you want, so don't even ask. And so I grew up with a major level of scarcity in my life. I grew up not even knowing or even thinking that what I wanted would be something that I could have. So definitely really grew up with a sense of scarcity from my parents. And I think a lot of us have that as well. We're only a couple generations away from that. Abundance on the other side of the equation. So that's kind of the land side, scarcity. The air side, which I call abundance, that's the whole thing. It's not about what you deserve. It's not. There is enough. You are enough. There's actually more than enough. Whereas scarcity is less than, abundance is more than. It's enough. One of the best illustrations of that I think with abundance is the whole idea of theologically the difference between grace and mercy. And when we're talking about deserve, so mercy is not getting what you do deserve. Let's say you deserve a penalty and the judge says, nope, I'm too busy, I got vacation, go ahead and take off time. I'm going to take off time, you're done, you don't have to pay the penalty for what you did. you didn't get what you deserved. I deserved, you know, time in prison or maybe even being hanged or something. And I got mercy. Great. I didn't get what I do deserve. Grace, on the other hand, is totally different. Grace is getting what you don't deserve. So I'm getting something that I don't deserve. And grace and abundance are very, very similar. And so the idea of I'm getting what I don't deserve. Remember the whole thing about the deserve equation. What I've done right minus what I've done wrong equals what I deserve, which is less than nothing. Or the entitlement thing where I think I deserve everything, which is BS as well. So thinking about it, grace, where I get what I don't deserve, is probably more accurate when we are talking about abundance. That there is enough. And there's a lot to go around, and I'm getting it. So getting rid of the deserve equation is a really powerful part of this whole thing. So the scarcity side of the thing actually really destroys what you already have. You could have all kinds of really good things and plenty to go around, but it destroys what you already have, and it messes up your mindset. Whereas abundance, on the other hand, allows you to create the life that you want. You're able to move into places and accept things, the gifts that the world has for you, and be able to build things that are just amazing. So back to a little bit of a theological construct is also about the law and grace concepts, where the law is scarcity, where if you follow the law, you're never going to get or do enough to be able to get to the place where you actually hit the mark, where you actually do what you need to do to be accepted. The law always will condemn you. And so it's like being, God's on the bench and you have a lawyer, and the lawyer's going, "Your Honor, look at this mountain of evidence. It's all the failures, mistakes, sins. It's a huge mountain of evidence that this guy does not deserve anything." And he sits down, "I rest my case, Your Honor." And you know what? The prosecuting attorney, spot on. That's how the law works. It's true. It's the deserve equation. You're right. I don't deserve shit. I don't deserve anything. And that's how the law works. On the other side of the equation, it's grace. It's a gift to you. You know what? You don't deserve it. The mountain of evidence is irrelevant. And that's what abundance is all about. Who cares about whether you deserve it or not, or there's this mountain of evidence of all your sin and mistakes? It's totally irrelevant. So on the scarcity side of things, you have the law, you have deserve, you have the Great Depression, you have never enough, you have the Dust Bowl, the Grapes of Wrath, I love that. You have this mountain of evidence over here on the scarcity side of things. I don't deserve anything. On the abundance side, it's grace. It's a gift. You don't deserve it, but it's there. It's an amazing gift that's been given to you. And that's a really significant thing. I don't deserve it. There's more than enough. Life is good. Remember, scarcity destroys what you have. Abundance creates the life that you want. And so either one of those, it's an external expression of internal realities. The external expression, your worry, your concern, the way that you move, of what's going on inside. And that's going to be a really big part of how we actually move from one side to the next. So back to the land side to the air side. The transition between the land side of the airport and the air side of the airport is that pinpointed pinch point where you go through that one unit in security. And as soon as they find out you're clean, you're on the air side. So that's the transition from land side to air side. What's the transition from the scarcity side to the abundance side with your mindset? How do we actually do that? I think that's a really, really significant question. So remember, it is all about your mindset. The transition is about your beliefs. Or it's about the narrative or the story that you're telling yourself about you and your situation. Are you enough? Are you not enough? Your situation, is there enough? Will there never be enough? whatever it is, it's telling you telling a story about what you believe about life. So remember, during the Great Depression, there were real problems. It was a really scarce time, but it was about your mindset. Viktor Frankl actually talks about this in his book, Man's Search for Meaning. He basically comes to the conclusion your circumstances don't have to rule your attitude. Now, he was talking about some of the most difficult circumstances ever imaginable for any human experience, the Holocaust. And it was all about what do you believe about yourself? What do you believe about the world? And it was really, really difficult. So the Depression was difficult, the Holocaust was difficult. But the whole thing that Viktor Frankl talks about is what's going on with your attitude, or the other word, your mindset, or what you believe about who you are. So what am I saying? The shift between the scarcity side of things and the abundance side of things, the pinch point there is what you believe. So it's what do you believe about you? Are you enough? Are you good enough? Are you acceptable? Are you beloved? What do you believe about the world? Is there enough? Will you get by? Do you need all this stuff that you got? Is that what gives you life? It has to do with what you believe about the deserve equation. Like I said, of course you don't deserve anything. That's actually the whole point. This whole thing, you don't deserve anything. Nobody deserves. And that's why it's so annoying when somebody with entitlement are so annoying. They feel like they deserve something, and you're going, wait a second, nobody deserves squat. So how do we actually make the shift from scarcity to abundance? So first, you got to throw the deserve equation out the window. It's not about what you deserve. It's about life is made in abundance. So second, accept the abundance equation. The equation is me plus nothing equals enough. Let me say that again. Me plus nothing equals enough. And that's a really powerful thing that has to do with your identity. It has to do with abundance. I don't need anything in order to be or feel enough or acceptable or lovable, whatever you want to be able to say. And the thing about this is that life is amazing. There are so many good gifts. So the whole idea is to accept the great gifts that are here for you. It is called grace. It's getting what you don't deserve. That's what abundance is all about. Life is so freaking amazing. And there are so many great gifts out there. The mindset of just accepting those great gifts and being able to believe that life is good, that's what this is all about. So the shift from the land side to the air side is that security thing. The shift from the scarcity side or the deserve side to the abundance side or the grace side is shifting what you believe. Shifting what you believe about you, that you are enough. Shifting what you believe about the world, that there is enough. Not only that there is enough, there is way, way more than you ever imagined. So I hope this is really helpful, guys. Now, with that, my challenge for you is make that shift and go live in abundance. So thanks, guys, for listening. And with that, as always, stay solid, my friends.